Thank you. Please be seated. Those on YouTube, I'll try and stay in range, but since I'm wired for sound, I wander a bit. Now then, who's had an Easter egg this morning? Come on. Well done. It's good there's some there who have had breakfast very early and have got your eggs. Yeah, who's expecting to get one? Only me? Don't be shy. Good. No, so, Millie, you've had one already, yes? You found them. Was there anything inside your egg? There was. What was inside? A big egg, yeah? A Kinder Surprise thingy box. It had something inside it. Is anybody who have an egg hope to have something inside it? Bobby, you're hoping to have something inside your egg? Yes. Now, why eggs? I mean, why eggs? Why eggs at Easter? Steve, you ought to know. Why eggs at Easter? Sign of new life. Sign of new life. Okay. Okay, am I still in range? Probably not, but I'm still here, YouTube. Anybody over here have an egg with... And you don't know what they're for? I know Cadbury's make a lot of money on them, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it's probably owned by somebody else now. Yeah, well... Oh, Lucy. You had a milk chocolate egg with chocolate buttons inside it. Okay. And now, you need to write to Cadbury's, because, you see, the Easter egg is supposed to represent an Easter some way, and it's supposed to be hollow inside. Why is it supposed to be hollow inside? We just read about it in John's Gospel. It's supposed to be hollow inside because it represents the tomb, and the tomb was empty. But if you're going to get it really right, Cadbury's, your chocolate egg has to be hollow but filled with empty wrappers. I'm sure you'd all be overjoyed as you crack open your luxury Lindt chocolate and find just wrappers inside. But then it would represent the empty tomb, wouldn't it? That just had the wrappers inside. And the first 10 verses of John 20 point to one fact. The tomb was empty. Jesus' body was not there except for the wrappers, the grave clothes. So when you crack open your egg and there's nothing in it, say, "Hallelujah, Christ is risen." Oh, well done. I'm glad some of you are still awake. I don't like to bore you, really, not on Easter Day. Yes. Now, anybody under 10, can you tell me who discovered it was empty first? Yes? Who discovered the tomb, Jesus' tomb, was empty? Who was the first one? All right, open house. Anybody know who discovered first? Yes, Lucy, shout loudly. No, just before that. There was one of those women, you're right. But it was, yes, it was Mary who discovered first that the tomb was empty. Who was the first to go inside the tomb? You've got to have known the story for this one. Who was the first to go inside? Yes. Simon and... Well done. Good. Good. Simon. Yes, actually, he was the very first. You're quite right. Well done. Here's a chocolate egg. No, sorry, I haven't got any. I thought about it on the way down, but Tesco's was too far away. So, yeah, have one on me. Okay, call round for it later. So yes, Peter was the first, and he was followed by... Who did he go with? Because Peter never went anywhere on his own. You know, he was supposed to be a big, tough guy, but he always took somebody else, just in case, you know. John, that's right, John. So they went, and they didn't just look in, they went in, didn't they? because they didn't believe Mary. So they had to go in themselves and have a look around and see that Jesus was not there. What he'd been telling them all along was true. He said, didn't he? He said, my body is a temple. But he didn't tell the people in the know about that. He said, I'm going to build this temple again in 3 days. And they said, it's taken us 50 years. Yeah? So what did he mean by that? Does anybody know what happened on the third day? Remember Good Friday? And then yesterday we did the shopping and emptied all the shelves thinking they wouldn't open again on Monday. But that's what happened. So there was Good Friday, Easter Saturday. The third day is today, Sunday. What did Jesus say would happen? Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Yes, yes, he came alive again, didn't he, on the third day. But he called his body a temple. Now, where was the real capital T temple in the story? Anybody under 75 can answer? Those over, I know, already know the answer. It was in Jerusalem, wasn't it? Now, what was special about the temple? It wasn't like a chocolate egg that was empty on the inside. It was a bit different. Who or what was in the temple? Yes? Sorry, I can't hear because of the fan. A person who built it? No, I don't think so, because it'd been built quite a long time. Oh, Lucy. You're still thinking about the tomb. Well done. I'm glad you know the story. But inside the temple was the Holy of Holies, and there's a very thick curtain. And who was behind the curtain? God, yes, the presence of God was in the temple. And when Jesus said on the cross, what did he say on the cross? What were the last things he said? It is finished. Well done. He said, it is finished, and the curtain tore, and everybody had the biggest shock of their lives. Because there was nothing there. God was no longer in his temple. But Jesus said, my body is the temple. So Jesus, we know, is God himself. And the Holy Spirit was in Jesus, this temple. And he invites all of us to be his temple so that the Holy Spirit can now be in us. So God isn't just in Jerusalem. He's even in Hemingford Cray and Alconbury and across there in Needingworth and down in St. Ives and at the end of Marsh Lane. God is everywhere we are because his Holy Spirit now lives in us when we say yes to Jesus. Now, I wonder, this was going to be a short talk, by the way, but because it's all age, it makes it a lot longer. So will you be all right on your chocolate dose before you get home? Good. And that's good. Okay, I'll try and speed up a bit. Where is your hope this morning, I wonder? Last year, our hope was in a vaccination and a booster, wasn't it? That's where our hope was a year ago, that we'd all get boosted up and COVID would be no more. Today, I guess, you're probably longing for a hope that the conflict in Ukraine would cease. Maybe that's where our hope is. Or maybe your hope is somewhere beyond the limitations of time. And so when you've finished your chocolate egg and you've scrunched up all the paper and you've stuffed it down your brother's neck and there's nothing of it left, you might just think there has to be more than this, more than chocolate eggs, however nice they are. And indeed, there is something more. And Jesus promised it to a woman he met at the well. Now, we didn't read that this morning, so I'll ask the grown-ups. What did Jesus promise the woman at the well? I don't know who that was, but you were right. The water of life. Drink my water and you will live forever. And what did he promise the thief on the cross? Today you will be with me in paradise. Life on the cross. Did he deserve it, do you think? No, but Jesus gave it as a gift to him. He looked over with his hands nailed to the cross and said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." I wonder when some of you, perhaps most of you, gave your lives to Jesus, you wondered if something special might happen. If you look at verse 10, have you got a Bible with you? Well, you can get out your virtual one, your phone. I used to think people were Facebooking or messaging or something. In fact, most of the people over here were. But then when the devices crept over towards wing commanders, and I realised something else was going on, you know, that actually they were looking at their Bible, probably in Greek, transliterated, or whatever it's called, you know, just checking up on the vicar. But what does it say in verse 10? What did the disciples do? Well done. They went home. Well, that's sort of ordinary, isn't it? They knew of the risen Christ and they went home. When we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who died on a cross that our sins might be forgiven, we are to take it home. Don't leave it in church or come back for it on a Sunday. We are to take it home. Believing in Jesus is meant to affect every moment of our lives. Because when we do, his Spirit comes to live within us. And we take the very presence of God with us wherever we go. At home, boring work, to school, when we're supposed to be doing our homework, Jesus has said, "I will be with you in the ordinary, everyday things of life." Resurrection life is the rule and reign of God on earth, in us, through us. That's the kingdom that Jesus teaches. It turns everything in the world upside down. You know, the poor will become rich. Those who are last will be first. Those who've got the worst track record will have it scratched out and they'll have the best in Christ. That's the gift. And it stretches into eternity. So it begins now when we say yes to Jesus and it goes on forever. And so with all that's going on in the world, all the mess that's going on in the world, we need to keep our eyes not on this horizon down here, but we need to keep our eyes lifted up to the glory of Jesus, who said, "I'm coming again." He said to his disciples, you know, "Don't be upset as you see me go. As you see me go, I'm coming again. I'm coming as a victorious king, and I will reign forever and ever." We sang about it just a few moments ago, didn't we? "And he shall reign forever and ever." So the empty cross, you notice the cross on the table there, it's empty. The empty cross and the empty tomb. Your hollow Easter egg, when you get to it, if you've not got to it yet, when there's nothing inside, it reminds us of the glorious beauty and perfection which is yet to come. after the resurrection, Mary gives the first testimony that what Jesus said about eternal life, about heaven and earth, can be trusted. We're not asking you to trust in anything other than what is true, capital T, can be trusted, and will begin for each of us when we step from this life into the next. However long we have to wait, or however soon that might be, eternal life is our gift in Jesus. And so, I hope that your hope this morning, this is the great expectation of the world, that Christ is coming again. And that's why we pray, your kingdom come, Heavenly Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.